Greetings and welcome to Shnayim Mikra, the podcast series sponsored by the Orthodox Union, hosted here at OU.org, in which we study, read, analyze, and discuss in each one of these podcasts one of the aliyot of the current week's parasha. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom, and I'm delighted to be studying Parashat Chukat with you. We have just finished one tragic episode, the episode of the striking of the rock by Moshe and the decree against Moshe and Aharon that they would not lead the people into the land. And now we look at the fourth aliyah, which begins in chapter 20, verse 14. It's all of seven verses. And that is Parakhaf Pasuk Yod Dalad. Bnei Israel are now in Kadesh. Kadesh is in North Arabia. Vayishlach Moshe Malachim Mikadesh HaMelech Adom. Now, this piece should sound familiar. Moshe sent messengers from Kadesh to the king of Edom. Edom, which, of course, the descendants of Esav, which means these are distant cousins. And the message is, Ko Amar Achicha Yisrael, this is what your brother Israel, not Bnei Israel, your brother Israel says, Ataya data et kol atla asher matzatnu, you know all of the troubles that found us. That's the same phrase specifically that Yitro used when he encountered Moshe, all of the tla'a. Vayerdu avotenu mitzrayma, and our ancestors went down to Egypt. Now, our ancestors is exactly where this path diverges. Meaning, if you were to go back to Avram Yitzchak, and even parts of Yaakov's life, he would be talking about something that they and Edom have in common. He picks up specifically at the point of departure, which is when we left for Egypt. Vaneshu mitzrayim yamim rabim, we were in Egypt for a long time. Vayareu lano mitzrayim v'la'avotenu, and they dealt badly with us and with our ancestor. Now, why is he telling this whole story? We'll see why. We cried out to God, he heard our voice, and he sent an angel. What that means, the malach hamashchit, the angel of death at that night in Egypt, or whether it's a reference to Moshe himself. We're now in Kadesh, which is right at the boundary at the edge of your boundary, of your border, which means we're right here at the edge of your land. We will pass through your land now. Na means now in Tanakh. Lona avor b'sadeh v'cher. We will not go through fields. Imagine, we're talking about several million peoples and their animals, and he's committing that they will not walk through fields or vineyards. V'lo nishteh mei v'er. We will not drink well water. Derech HaMelech Nelech. What does Derech HaMelech mean? The king's road, meaning the main highway. That's how we'll go. Which for people that size means they're going to have to walk in something akin to single file. It's going to take quite a while. Lo niteh yamin u'shmol. We will not go off the path to the right or the left. Ad asher navor gvulecha. Until we cross pasture border, of course, to the land that we want to go to. Now, the reason that this sounds so familiar is because if you look at the beginning of Parshat Vayishlach, in chapter 32 in Bereishit, you will see nearly the same wording. Vayishlach Yaakov malachim lefanav el Esav achiv. Yaakov sent messengers before him to Esav, his brother, and now it's Yisrael. Ko amar chicha. This is what your brother says. Im lavan garti vaycharat. I've been with Lavan. I've been delayed till now, and I have all of this stuff. And I want to give it to you. Now, notice the difference, though. In the case of Yaakov, he sends the message to Esav because he's telling him, I brought all of this great stuff. The reason that I have not been here sooner is because I have all this stuff with me. He's sharing his blessing. In this case, Moshe is telling a different story. We suffered terribly, but God took us out. Why is Moshe saying God took us out? Why is he saying we cried out to God and he helped us and a malach came and helped us? It seems to be kind of a frightening tactic. And that is that he tells the people of Edom, we called out to God. You heard the story. You know what happened in Egypt. You don't want to be on our wrong side. You should really accede to our request. Which makes the following very interesting. But just to finish up that particular topic, the Ramban, Nachmanides, in his commentary on Bereishit, many times goes over the principle that he first enunciates in chapter 12, verse 6, where he says that the activities of the ancestors were not just a sign for the children, Ma'asevot Siman Lavanim, but he interprets Siman differently, they blazed a trail for the children. And there's lots of Midrashim that back up this idea. The paths taken by Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov blazed a trail for their children. So in the same way, the Parsha Vayishlach and the Parsha of Vayishlach in Chukat are mirrors of each other, and now all of Bnei Yisrael are coming to encounter Bnei Adom, evoking the meeting between Yaakov and Esav of many years ago. However, remember the following. In the case of the real man Esav, he came out with 400 men. Yaakov thought it was a war, but Yaakov then realized when he had no choice, nowhere else to go, and so he met Esav, that Esav meant to have a positive reconciliation with him. Here, we don't have direct brotherhood anymore. It's distant cousinhood, so we can't rely on that. What happens next? Vayomer elav Edom lo ta'avor bi. You may not pass through here. Pen v'cheret tzedekotach, otherwise I'm going to come out by with a sword. We will consider it an act of war to come through our land. Vayomer elav Bnei Yisrael v'misila nale. They said, well, Bnei Yisrael says, no, we'll go on the main road. In other words, they think you're concerned that we're going to eat some of your food, drink some of your water. If I or my cattle drink of your water, I'll pay for it. Leave it alone, and let me just walk through. And Edom's answer is, in any case, you may not pass through. They come out with a strong an army and a strong hand, and now, this time, there's no doubt about it. Now it's not Esav where you could say, perhaps, he means to reconcile, and the 400 men are a delegation of appeasement. Now they've declared war, and they've come out for war. V'ma'ein Edom, this now summarizes it, Netona Yisrael avor b'kvulo, Edom refused to allow Israel to pass through the border, V'yit Yisrael me'alav, and Yisrael turned away. Why did Yisrael turn away? So at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, when we hear about this travelogue, find out that God told Moshe, you're not allowed to go through Edom. You're not allowed to conquer them or go to war. If they threaten war, you got to go around, because that belongs to Esav. That's Esav's inheritance. From the context here, we don't have any of that information. But from the context here, it could indeed be that the people felt that perhaps they weren't strong enough, both as travelers, perhaps as the new generation that had been born in the desert. They were not skilled in warfare. They had not really faced any enemies at this point. And perhaps because there was a sense of doom hanging over them because of the news that Moshe and Aaron would die. The question is, who's going to lead us? All of that is possible till we get to the Book of Devarim, when we hear that they were not allowed to go to war. They indeed could have, but their hands were stayed because this is territory that God gave to Esav. There is what to discuss about that, which really belongs to Parshat Devarim. So we'll leave it for another opportunity. In the meantime, we'll pause at this point, and we'll pick it up with the fifth Aliyah in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.